first question is, what is the UNFCCC, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change? So the UNFCCC is actually a treaty. It was one of the three Rio conventions adopted in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. And it is, in essence, an agreement by 195 nations to work together to end climate change. The mandate of the 1992 convention is, quote, to avoid dangerous anthropogenic interference with the climate system, essentially to end climate change. And in 1992, then President Bush put forward a climate action plan for the United States that should have gone into effect immediately. And he called on all of the other industrialized countries to do the same. Because the 1992 convention didn't include all developing countries in the mandate, it put more weight on action by industrialized countries that emit a lot of CO2, you ended up with this dynamic where politically in the US, some people felt we should wait until we have a new treaty that actually encompasses all countries. The second question is, what is the UNFCCC secretariat? Because you also hear people refer to a group of people as the UNFCCC. This is a body made up of diplomats whose job is to implement the 1992 treaty. They make sure that the annual meetings are hosted as appropriate, that negotiations happen in between those meetings as appropriate. And you're actually looking, if you see the slide on your screen, you're looking at a meeting of the UNFCCC Conference of the Parties, all of the nations that are parties to the treaty, in Bonn, where the headquarters of the UNFCCC Secretariat is. What is the Conference of the Parties? The Conference of the Parties is an annual meeting of all of the countries that have ratified the treaty. There are 195 nations and there are 196 parties. The 196th is the European Union acting as one, which is 28 countries. If you want to know about the process for how this all works, it's actually fairly complicated, but you can boil it down to some very simple ideas. The treaty lays out a series of different actions that the countries should take together to avoid dangerous human interference with the climate system. One of these is to have the annual meeting of the Conference of the Parties, the COP. So this year in Paris, we had COP21, the 21st annual meeting of the COP. But in order for this group to actually work together and interact, they have set up essentially a framework for what kinds of tasks will be done by what groups. And you can have what are called ad hoc working groups. An ad hoc working group is essentially a group of nations that is set up to carry out a specific task. A few years back, there was a group set up called the Ad Hoc Working Group on the Durban Platform for Enhanced Action, which was conveniently shortened to ADP. And the task of the ADP was essentially to write the Paris Agreement. The ADP also was designed to have the maximum reach in terms of its diplomatic capability and its legal effectiveness. And that meant that it would have to include all 196 parties. So the ADP is a working group, but it includes all of the countries. And that means that it could actually do real work with legal consequences in between the annual meetings. Over the last several years, the UNFCCC process has gone through a kind of drafting process. In Lima, in December of 2014, the COP20, the 20th Conference of the Parties, was essentially a big drafting convention. And what was fascinating about it was that the countries of the world were sort of engaged in a giant creative writing workshop, debating what is the meaning of this word? Does it change if you put a comma after it? Can a semicolon have legal consequences and all of these things? And these issues would be debated in the most excruciating detail with incredibly high emotions for weeks and months at a time. The meetings are usually about 1 to 2 weeks, depending on which negotiating session and what the mandate of that session is. And all of this led us up to the COP21 in Paris. So knowing that we were going to come to the COP21 in Paris, we wanted to make sure that we had a strategy for being engaged there. We created something that we called the Pathway to Paris. And the goal of the Pathway to Paris, some of you are familiar with, some of you might be new to, was essentially to figure out how do we get the voices of citizens into this complex intergovernmental process when it doesn't really have room for any of that. We managed to get people into meetings, we managed to get our ideas into meetings, and it all came from deciding that we weren't going to push just for a single policy approach that could get a yes or no vote from any country. And the reason we decided that was that in the UNFCCC process, any one of the parties can end the whole thing by saying no. You have to have consensus to move forward. All 196 parties have to agree for the process to move forward.